This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are live here on Sunday night, and Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in, take control of the airwaves. Maybe you've never called a talk radio show before. Well, we have an open phones policy, so we invite you to weigh in with your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. We do have some stories we're going to get to tonight, talk about here, including a controversial billboard that's been ordered to be taken down by a hotel, apparently. We'll find out what that's all about in a moment. But I want to give you the opportunity tonight to call in about anything that you're thinking about that you want to talk about and discuss with us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we also have Skype, and our Skype ID is lrn.fm. You can also call the show that way. But let's get right into this billboard, Brian. What's been going on in New York City?
Yeah, well, this story comes from RT, I should say, RT.com. And it's Down and Out Pornhub Forced, and that's, yes, that Pornhub, as in Pornhub.com.
Forced, which is one of the biggest adult sites on the Internet.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe the largest adult site on the Internet. And they have been forced to take down a controversial billboard in Times Square. So Pornhub has been forced to remove a giant billboard it had erected. Ba-dum.
Oh, they had to throw that one in there, huh?
In New York Times Square, with it mysteriously disappearing from the area just hours, only hours, after it was put up. In May, Pornhub launched a headline-grabbing design competition, with entrants submitting a variety of images and slogans for their forthcoming advertisements, including one depicting a woman questioning a man, "What are you watching?" with the response, "Nothing," prompting the tagline, "The world's biggest archive of nothing," which is, that's kind of clever.
Cute.
Yeah, yeah. So they came up with some really clever ones.
It's
they definitely thought this through.
I mean, it's kind of playing on the cultural stereotype of, like, the guy, like, secretly watching porn while his
right.
female significant other is like, "What are you doing?" You
yeah.
know, the bad cop kind of, "Don't do that."
Yeah. So in total, more than 3,000 submissions were offered up by willing entrants. The sign reading, "All you need is hand," with a picture of a person's pair of hands coming together to form a heart shape, was designed by Nuri Gelver, an Istanbul. Wow, sorry, Istanbul-based copywriter. So that's interesting. They're somebody out of Istanbul in Turkey. The 54-foot Safe for Work advertising was put up on Wednesday. To celebrate the occasion, Gotham Rock Choir performed an a cappella Pornhub-related adaptation of the Beatles' hit "All You Need Is Love." Later in the day...
That's not love.
Yeah, that's
not it.
Right. It later emerged that the sign was removed because of complaints from the Hilton DoubleTree Hotel upon which the advert was mounted. Ba-dum-tsh. Our initial.
You know, what's worse, stories about marijuana or stories about porn with the puns that they just weave into the story?
Well, you know, if you're going to write it, you might as well, you know, stick one in there. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh.
Whoa, man, it just won't stop. our initial agreement with City Outdoors.
It's got stamina.
Yeah.
It's really hard to write these articles.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. All right. The company that owns the billboard space was that we had full approval for the ad to be placed in the initial location, spokesman told BuzzFeed. So essentially, City Outdoor.
Tried clearing it with the hotel before they put that up.
They cleared it with City Outdoor, which I don't know that that's the Hilton.
That's different.
Right.
But they. Go ahead.
Well, they've got these, you know, they've got these billboards, and they put up an approved advertisement, and then the building upon which the ad is placed, who normally wouldn't care because, you know, they've already rented the space out or whatever, says, "Whoa, you're going just a little too far for us. We've got all kinds of families staying here, and here you have a picture of somebody holding up two hands.
Yeah,
we can't have that." What if kids start asking questions about making heart shapes with your hands?
So, okay, this sounds like basically it's a property rights issue, right?
All that's true. It's just this is an uptight issue, too.
Yeah, in that, too. Also, I mean, if you're going to have an ad for an online porn site, I think it's pretty tasteful what they've actually done with that. It's not a suggestive picture. Like, okay, we just got back from Las Vegas, Brian and I, because we were there for a Bitcoin convention last weekend. And you drive around Las Vegas, and there's just all these pictures of, you know, strippers and cleavage and all kinds of stuff all over the billboards. I suppose you could say you expect that because it's Las Vegas. But when a company that is of an adult nature can advertise in a suggestive way, but not a, like, tacky way or not a very obvious way, that's pretty cool. Like, it's creative. It's almost like a burlesque show because they're kind of teasing your mind into thinking of something naughty or dirty without really actually just putting it all out there.
Yeah, I think it's very clever. I'm very impressed with this campaign. Been doing advertising for more than a decade. This is great, in my opinion. There's always going to be somebody that's going to have a complaint if, you know, Pornhub gets to advertise. We had a situation actually here on Free Talk Live where we had Adam and Eve, and that is it's a company that sells, you know, big purple rubber ding-dongs and stuff like that. And
yeah, adult toys and
right.
Adult materials.
I think they sell more than that.
Marital aids, right? And, yeah. You know, I mean, married people and unmarried people buy things from this company. And they had a very tasteful ad they put together. I listened because when they said they wanted to advertise, I'm like, send the ad.
You know, yeah.
I had nothing to say except send the ad. And I wanted to know what the ads were going to sound like. I listened to them. I listened again. I heard nothing that I could find objectionable.
Mm-hmm.
So we played them. Then a station at the time, and this has been some time ago, we didn't have as many stations back then, a station got a complaint. They're like, whoa, you're going to have to remove the porn advertisement from your airwaves. And I said, have you listened?
Yeah.
And he said, no.
That's the thing about
those. All right, go ahead and listen.
That's the thing about those community standards. It's different in every community, huh?
But he listened, and he said, okay, you can leave it on. He sided with, you know, with Free Talk Live and Adam and Eve on this, just saying that, look, there's always going to be somebody that's like, you can't advertise that.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. But did you ever get any complaints for a while? I know there was a gun manufacturer that was advertising on Free Talk Live.
No one ever complained about the gun manufacturer. Right.
Well,
so you
both
can advertise.
Of these things are tools to accomplish certain ends, you know.
But I'm just saying that it's very interesting. In the first week, we get a complaint about a very tastefully done company that sells marital aids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the gun manufacturer is on for months,
indeed,
years, actually, they were doing over time, but they do seasonal stuff before that. But they were on for months. And
yeah,
no
body
one ever
armor,
said anything.
Also,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Survivalist stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, someone somewhere might be having fun. That's like the definition of Puritanism, right?
Yeah,
there
well, I mean, the part that confuses me is I grew up for some time in New York City, and I don't understand at all. You know, walking down the street, there's neon signs saying, you know, quarter peep show, or at the time it was 5 cent peep show.
You can't get to peep it much.
No, sure, right.
What
but I mean,
peep for 5 cents?
But there's,
yeah,
you know, triple X. I mean, like, there was no way you weren't recognizing sex was on sale somewhere here. And hey, at least Pornhub's giving it to you for free. But regardless,
how do they make money doing that, Brian?
Well, they have a premium subscription. I don't want to get too much into that because that'll make it, that might implicate me. No.
You know what? I'm not one of those women who will be upset if
no,
my
exactly.
significant other is watching porn. I probably
yeah.
would want to join in.
But this is the thing. I would see those neon signs way before, and believe me, they're still there. We've been to New York City recently. You know, you'd see them way before you'd notice this sign, but no one's telling those people to take their stuff down. What's the deal? I get the feeling, I mean, it's so, you know, to just take it down within hours of it happening and no questions asked, I almost feel like it was meant to be a news story. Literally they wanted it to get
media
attention.
Oh, man, that's another
angle
I hadn't considered.
Yeah, that was my point on this, is that they certainly got, they got more out of it than they would have gotten just by leaving it up.
Sure.
It's a very clever ad, and mm-hmm. lots of people would see it in New York City, there's no doubt about it, but it's a national news story, and Pornhub appeals to people all around the globe, so I'd rather have the news than the bulletin board. Billboard. It depends on the size, actually. I think they do call some of them bulletin boards.
Yeah, I mean, this
size
is,
matters, Mark.
Sure. This is classic, you know, rock and roll kind of advertising where you get a lot of good press just on the fact that, you know, something like you got
that
censored.
Controversial.
Yeah, that something's controversial and you got censored for it.
Do you think Doubletree would be in on this, though? I mean,
that's hard to
maybe
believe.
They fell into the trap. What do you think? Call us 855-450-3733. Clever advertising ploy, honey trap, or something else. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Beautiful. Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellawood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellawood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest to you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad you're joining us tonight. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We were talking about this billboard, this controversial billboard for Pornhub advertising a website.
Yeah, hands in the shape of a heart. I mean, very controversial.
Hands in the shape of a heart. You wouldn't think it would be controversial, but apparently it was, which was taken down in New York City. But you can call about that or anything else that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night show. Also want to invite you to connect with us on social media. Join our email list if that's something you're into at news.freetalklive.com.
You know, something that really is controversial, though, is what the NSA and various companies like Facebook, etc., are doing every day to people's privacy around the world, let alone in the United States alone. And if this is something you're concerned about, okay, I want you to check out the Hack the Trackers event. If you think privacy is dead, well, not if, frankly, as many people as possible have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, IDEA people of all stripes, they're going to join together for Hack the Trackers, transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. And Ghostery, boy, if you don't know about Ghostery, that is an extension you want for your browser. Great for protecting your privacy. But you can enter online or join them in person in New York City, create tools that make the web a more transparent place, or help users manage how much data they share. Hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone.
I want to go just for that.
Yeah. I want that.
Yeah, the Black Phone's pretty cool. This is actually designed by Phil Zimmerman, who is the creator of PGP, which is about as rock-solid as encryption as we could possibly have.
The only encryption that hasn't been broken for 20 years.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was broken like once, but they fixed it almost overnight. So anyway, participation is free and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information on that. I'm telling you, this is a great event, and this is really important stuff that people are doing. If you want to support something, this is something to support.
Are you going to go to that event?
I don't believe I will be attending it. It was offered, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So.
All right. Straight from the mouth of the golden stallion of the tech world.
That's right.
Hackthetrackers.com. And our number one more time tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. I want to actually get into another story, Mark, that you had brought in. This is about an unusual traffic stop, right?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
The Indiana State Police pulled a woman over, Ellen Bogan. And Ellen Bogan expects police to protect and serve, not proselytize. This comes from the IndyStar.com. She says Indiana State Police Trooper Brian Hamilton pitched Christianity to her when he pulled her over for an alleged traffic violation in August on U.S. 27 in Union County.
Pitched Christianity to her?
With the lights on and his marked police car still flashing, the trooper handed Bogan a warning ticket. Then, Bogan said, Hamilton posed some personal questions. Did she have a home church? Did she accept Jesus as her savior?
What?
It's completely out of line.
Officer, I don't think I'm required to answer these questions.
And it just took me aback, Bogan said. 60, she told the Indianapolis
Star. Am I free to go?
Guard.
Am I being detained? Well, you're in purgatory until you accept Jesus into your heart, little lady. Let's find out more about this here in moments. But first, I want to go to the phones because Free Talk Live is the show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Nick from South Carolina is listening. Hey, Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering your opinion on the validity of making a federal inmate do his drug time while making the state of South Carolina wait until he's finished his time for drugs before they can prosecute him for two, not one, but two murders.
I would have thought that was very dangerous. I would think that would be illegal. I mean, that there should be should be taken to court and given his trial, and then he can finish up his drug time if that's what needs to happen. But I've never heard of something like that.
Well, it was disturbing to me in that the federal government seems to elevate illegal drugs over taking a person's life.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. I mean, sounds like. What else is there to say about it? So did the person murder some people and was also doing drug deals and then got incarcerated for drugs and then the murder was just never prosecuted and now they are putting it on hold?
They're putting it on hold. They have the arrest warrant.
Wow. So, I mean...
Surprise.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say about it? What do you think about these drug laws? It sounds like you're not a fan.
Well, they're irrational. I don't know if they're good or bad, but I know they're irrational. And this is an example of holding something completely irrational over something concrete like taking a person's life.
Government is not known for being rational, and I thank you for the call tonight, Nick.
Yeah,
interesting. Their strong suit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, I think it's very clear anyway that the U.S. government, be it at the state, you know, whatever level of government, doesn't have a problem with people getting killed. If they had an issue with that, maybe their foreign policy would look a whole lot different, or maybe various servants of the state wouldn't be so quick to be shooting people, let alone even dogs and other things. They wouldn't be so trigger happy.
Yeah, indeed, so, priorities. I just saw an article today about the military was considering a smoking ban. Like, so if you're on duty in the military, you can't be smoking cigarettes, but the irony is like, okay, they don't want them to die from cigarettes, but they don't mind putting them in the line of fire.
Let them catch some bullets.
Killing other people. I mean, clearly it's not the death that's the problem to that organization.
Maybe. I have a friend who said that he was in the Navy, and the reason he started smoking cigarettes was because it seemed like everybody in the Navy smoked cigarettes, and if he wanted to be able to take those smoke breaks like they got, that he had to smoke, essentially.
Pick up the habit. Yeah.
Right. So his – and I don't know what the ranks are in the Navy, but you know, his warrant officer or whatever, when he tried to take breaks with everybody else, it's like, what are you doing here? Well, taking a break. You're not smoking. Get back to work. So, you know, he felt incentivized, essentially, to begin smoking.
Oh, yeah, that sounds exactly like an incentive.
Yeah, I mean, that incentive exists out of the military, too, of course. I've been in plenty of workplaces where, you know, people who smoke, they get to, like, take a break 5 minutes on the hour every hour. Or, you know, as to where the normal person that doesn't smoke only gets 15 minutes every, like, 5 hours or 4 hours or something. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
I remember there was this episode of the show Friends. It was a sitcom where Rachel had this job at her workplace or something like that where everybody else was smoking, and they were having basically meetings when everybody else went for a smoke break, and they were making important decisions on their smoke break, and they'd get back inside and they'd made some important decision without her.
They just let her know.
So she decided to fake that she was a smoker so she could be in on these meetings. And I mean, it's that really actually does happen.
I think it happens far less than it used to. The percentage of the population that smokes is going down.
Yeah,
it used to be cool. It is not cool anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
for sure.
You know, you're out there by the dumpster in the freezing cold just trying to puff on the cigarette. But I do think that people were incentivized in the past, and, you know, that's a shame.
Well, now with people trying to switch to e-cigarettes, that might be thwarted by the government banning those pretty soon. So
it's ridiculous.
They're always looking out for your best interests, folks. 855-450-FREE. Have you tried to quit smoking lately? Or got an opinion on the preaching cops? Let us know. 855-450-FREE. Free talk.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want
you see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about a preaching cop, quitting smoking, and a controversial billboard. But you can bring up anything that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And those phone lines, of course, are brought to you by ProXPN.
Yeah, ProXPN is a VPN service. And, you know, you really should have one if you're going to be surfing the Internet, because there's all kinds of viruses out there. You need a prophylactic for the Internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you never know. If you're going, if you're traveling, we were just traveling quite a bit, and if you're going to the Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, and you're connecting to their Wi-Fi, or if you're going to the airport and you're connecting to their Wi-Fi, there's so many just chances for your computer to get, you know, for your privacy to get. Go ahead.
Yeah, people don't know it, but people can intercept, you know, bad guys or bad gals can intercept your Internet traffic if you're on those open Wi-Fi networks like you might find at a coffee shop or something like that. That's why you need something like ProXPN, because you don't want to be logging into your bank account to check it or your Bitcoin wallet, perhaps, and
right.
have somebody else seeing what passwords you're typing in or what information you're sending.
Yes. So what you want to do is you want to encrypt all of the data and metadata that you send up from your computer, smartphone, or tablet before it even gets to, you know, the router. You want it done what they call client side, okay? And you want this done with OpenVPN, which is an open source VPN backend that ProXPN uses. So with all that in mind, you want to be using ProXPN if you care about your digital privacy. Now you can go to proxpn.com, use the code FTL50. You'll get 50% off the annual price of the account. It's going to end up costing you less than a cup of coffee a month. I mean, this is really, and speaking of which, the coffee shop's one of those places where you really want to have your VPN on.
Exactly.
Okay, very important. But also, they love Bitcoin at ProXPN, and so if you want to use Bitcoin, you can actually get 62% off the price of an annual account, and if you use the code FTLBTC, as in Bitcoin, FTLBTC. So use either of those codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. Get this VPN, take charge of your privacy. It's your right, and you can get it back with this very easy to use and install software. So ProXPN.com.
All right, we use it, we like it. ProXPN.com.
Yeah, I love it.
FTL50 or FTLBTC are the codes. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. In case you're just tuning in, we've been talking about a cop who pulled a woman over in, where was it, Idaho?
No, it was Indiana.
Indiana. All these states that start with I's get me confused. So, woman's driving down the road in Indiana. She gets pulled over. She sees the blue lights in her windshield. But what happened next she didn't expect, which was that the cop started asking her if she had accepted Jesus into her heart.
Yeah, that's I can see why she's very surprised at this. I mean, this isn't what you would expect from a traffic stop.
It's never happened to me.
And obviously the police aren't going to be commenting on this because it's in the midst of pending litigation and the ACLU is involved and all that stuff.
Mark, what would you do if that happened to you?
Well, you know, I like this conversation because I'm 43. I have spent my life sort of unwrapping the indoctrination I got as a kid. And everything you get's indoctrination unless you get no doctrination, right? You know, that's what it is. So whatever anybody's religion is what it is, and that's fine. But I think there's a certain personality type that can take it very seriously. And I did. I took it all very seriously. And for instance, in the shower, I'm having conversations with an imaginary God at the end of time, explaining to him why his judgment day system stinks, right? Like, I'm that bananas about, and, you know, kind of like a kind of person who talks to myself. I call it rehearsing.
Well, just think about that, though. I mean, how many people talk to God in the shower, and it's like, yeah, you don't find that kind of creepy? Like, that there's someone in the shower with you?
I've got a little time. Well, some people believe there's angels in there watching over you, too.
That's true.
People believe lots of things like that. Yes, they do.
I find these conversations to be interesting, so I probably would just try to debate him on the issues that he puts forth.
Are you nervous about the idea of debating a cop? You know, like, I would, personally, I like to get out of those situations as fast as I can. Like, the less I can interact with them, the better, because that interaction is based on force. The only reason I pulled over is because I'm scared of what will happen to me if I don't pull over. The only reason I reply to anything that they say is because I'm scared of what will happen if I don't reply. So, that interaction is not voluntary in any way, and I just want to end it as quickly as possible.
I understand how and why sane and normal people would operate differently than I do, but no.
Are you calling me normal? I'm offended.
It's normal to want to be out of that situation. However, it would probably do me some real good if I have a audio and video record, which I do, of everything that goes on in my car. Check out freedomcam.net. And if I have an audio video record of a police officer disagreeing with me on a religious point and then deciding that I need to go to jail. Like, I really want that to happen as a nationally syndicated talk show host.
That would be some great content.
If I could get one of my law enforcement friends to work that out, I understand your career is probably ruined, but I don't care. It would be really good for mine.
Hey, the taxpayers will pay for the lawsuit judgment anyway. So,
what exactly happened to this? Like, did she get away?
Thank you, Brian. I'm curious too.
She got a warning.
A warning.
He did hand her a church pamphlet that asks the reader to acknowledge that she is a sinner.
Wow.
So, yeah, see, you know, I can't help but feel that if this was getting asked of me, now I don't know in which order that happened, but I mean, thankfully she was just given a warning. But if I was given anything more than a warning, I'd have a hard time not believing this wasn't profiling. Okay, like this wasn't, or not maybe profiling is too strong a word, but he was judging what I did based upon the fact whether or not I'm a Christian.
Yeah, I mean, and how would someone be able to tell that? Like, maybe you have a Darwin Fish bumper sticker on the back of your car or something. Maybe you have a flying spaghetti monster T-shirt on or something.
There are probably as many as a percentage atheists that are vocal about their atheism as there are Christians that are vocal about their Christianity.
No.
I find atheists to be, in many cases, very, very vocal.
Okay, I have statistics on this for you.
Okay.
So the last time I heard, this is from, I think you guys mentioned it on Free Talk Live a couple nights ago. Go back in the archives at archives.freetalklive.com if you want to check on this. But it was in 2012, and there was the Pew Foundation does a poll about religiosity every 10 years or something like that in America. So what they found was that 77% of Americans identified as Christian. 14% had no religious affiliation at all.
Yep.
And, okay, so the atheists are going to be in that 14%,
right?
The Christians are going to be in that 77%.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are outspoken atheists, but if we think about the percentage of people that are outspoken across both of those groups, it would seem like there would be way more Christians because there's just way more Christians, period.
I don't think most Christians, you're talking about 77%.
Way more outspoken
Christians. And I said as a percentage of the populations.
Well, I missed that.
Yes. So, I will agree that there are more outspoken Christians simply because there are a vast
number. Yeah, I think atheists definitely get more press. Like, they get more, because they'll say the more incendiary things. I would say, but in that same framework, I would say that, Muslims certainly are the loudest, but you know, as far as there's not more Muslims, but I think they get, you know, a Muslim says something, it's in the news,
okay,
as far as the press.
Because I was going to say, I've never seen a bumper sticker on the back of a car promoting Islam.
But that's because
people
they're
are
being,
probably scared to advertise it.
Sure, but that's because Muslims are being vilified unjustly at that.
They weren't really before 9/11, so you think
true.
That I would remember that, and I don't remember anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. But then I think atheists, too, are often getting put into the, you know, into the four to
atheists
often
get
vilified.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, this story happened in Indiana, right?
Bible Belt.
I couldn't imagine this happening in Massachusetts or California.
Oh, I think you could find this is really bad form by a police officer, and I think you could find a nutty police officer. Because at this point, what this guy's trying to do is he's trying to save her immortal soul. His job is inconsequential to that woman's soul. And I've got to say, you know, kudos to somebody who's willing to put their job on the line in this way. But
what would you do if
it's not acceptable?
What would you do if a cop started preaching at you? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, Sunday Show.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. This is the show where you can call and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind, from preaching cops to controversial billboards to the persecution of atheists and Muslims, perhaps. You've got opinions, you can share them at 855-450-3733, the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in lines. But we're going to have a conversation with you, of course. We don't just want to hear your opinions, we want to talk about them, too. That's what Free Talk Live is all about. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Or you can call on Skype at lrn.fm on Skype. I'd like to switch gears here and talk about an article that you brought in, Mark, about, oh no, it was you, Ryan, I'm sorry. Why are there restaurants that still only accept cash?
Oh, sure. I'll just have to punch that one up.
Oh, sure, no problem. Well, I mean, I know that I have an idea why there are still restaurants that only accept cash. Well, I think the author of the
article...
There's
a lot of fees on credit cards. I think it's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I had in mind. I think the author of the article is going to imply that there are all these shady establishments avoiding taxes. But certainly credit card fees could be a reason as well. So have you been to a restaurant lately that only accepted cash? Because not everybody carries cash nowadays.
It's like, been a while.
They should warn you. Like, if they only accept cash, they should definitely put up a sign to warn you and say, look, we don't take credit cards. Because in a lot of places, people are used to just walking around with only their credit cards in their wallet and no cash.
I think a sign's a good idea, but I would like to point out that not everybody sees signs. I just don't pay that much attention to signage.
Fair enough.
I just kind of ignore it. I don't...
You learn to filter it out because you do see a lot of advertising and signage on a daily basis.
And,
it's true.
You know, most of the rules don't apply to me. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to dance on your table.
Yeah.
Not going to try to build a sandcastle in the middle of
there, Mark.
Yeah, so here's a story from Gothamist.com, which is pretty popular for getting to know New York City, and it's a good commentary on the city. It has a lot of differing views, so keep that in mind. But anyway, this is from their segment, Ask a Native New Yorker, What's the Deal with Cash-Only Restaurants? And it's, are you, well, I'll skip. There's like an introduction to the guy who does this Ask the New Yorker thing, you know, showing his street cred, more or less. But here's the question that gets asked of him, and it's, hey, Jake, why are there so many cash-only restaurant businesses in New York? Besides avoiding the draconian fees charged by the credit card companies, is there another explanation? Is this a giant cover-up to protect the profits of our city's ATM installation companies? Is cash still king?
You know, I'm curious about that, but hold that thought, Brian.
All right.
We're going to go to the phones and talk with Todd. He's actually on the road. And, Todd, you said you have a similar story to what happened to this woman who got pulled over and had a cop proselytize to her. Tell us about that.
Yes, to a certain degree. I just picked you guys up driving through Tioga. And
can you repeat that? What did you just say?
Oh, I was just driving through town, and I picked you up on the radio station. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, we're glad you're here. So tell us what happened with this cop.
Well, I want to first tell you, I think you guys are really boring.
We're boring?
Yeah.
Why do you keep listening?
The men sound kind of effeminate. They don't have very masculine voices. I'm just curious, are there any gay men on the panel?
I don't know that it matters.
Yeah, what's it to you?
That guy right there. He sounds very effeminate. I'm just curious.
Well, that's Mark. He's got a name.
Well, I mean, just picture that. If you're gay, you're somebody that's interested in men. I mean, how manly do you have to be to get it on with men? I mean, that's serious.
What's wrong with that? Are you opposed to it?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell you, I think you guys are really boring. That's all.
Yeah,
okay.
You said that already.
Okay.
Do you have a story you want to share with us about your pullover?
And the subjects that you bring up are just, you have like a, you're trying to be real intellectual, but you're not.
But wait a second. How long have you listened to the show?
About 5 minutes. I have to be able to. So, the only way for me to voice my opinion is to hear what you guys sound like. So I do have to listen to you in order to formulate an opinion.
Understood. But
that?
You talk about the subjects we bring up, and we try to sound intellectual. I mean, if you've been listening for 5 minutes, it seems like a pretty snap judgment.
Got it all figured out.
Well, I can tell. I mean, it's just obvious.
Well, I think you're here. Let me
well,
challenge.
God, you
let me challenge your opinion, Todd. We're on 166 radio stations. We've been doing it for 12 years. We're growing
ooh,
all the time. Revenue
ooh,
continues to grow.
Well,
like,
oh,
ooh,
you're making a
but
lot of
like,
money.
No, I'm not making a lot of money. I probably don't make much more than
you're
you.
You're an impressive man.
I'm just pointing out that you're wrong, dude.
Todd,
the
thanks
fact
for the
is
call.
That the show continues to grow. It wouldn't grow if it was boring.
Indeed. Mark,
it
don't
like,
feed the trolls.
It sounds like somebody got their butt hurt over something. I don't know what.
Who knows what's going on.
Maybe
anyway,
I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just boring.
Let's
and
talk,
gay.
Let's talk to Don in Texas. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling as a first-time listener, and I never heard of that. That's definitely a new one. I suppose I'd rather have that question fired at me by a police officer than his sidearm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Well, if it's a choice between those two, yeah.
Jesus saves, huh?
It only takes half damage.
Right, so what's on your what else is on your mind, Don?
I understand that you were saying that you're an atheist.
I don't know if we said that tonight. Yeah, I would consider myself an atheist. I think, Brian, you would. Mark,
yes.
You would not,
no.
Right? Okay, Mark is a theist.
Okay, yeah. You think does life only exist? Maybe only on Earth and all the universe.
Oh, I would say that's a pretty wild claim there.
Well, my interpretation of the Bible is such to say that, well, you know, God, extraterrestrial, alien, if you will, plurality, called in some ancient tablets the Anunnaki, came from space and made life. On Earth. And
now you've really gone up Brian's alley. No. Brian is kind of an expert on Zachariah Sitchin, who he
you
was
compare
a
notes to other religions, though, you know, you have to get off into symbolical allegory and interpreting other religions and their symbols and stuff. I mean, they can see the crescent moon in Hinduism is as much as you see it in a
True. You know, it's an interesting idea, right? The idea that that aliens, that extraterrestrials may have seeded life on Earth. I mean, and when you read the Bible, it does get very interesting that from the beginning, who is God talking to when he says, let's make him in our image?
Let us make
them. Who? You know, like, who is this plural person that he's talking to? Sorry, go ahead, caller.
That would be the Anunnaki just making man.
Right. Now, Anunnaki is a Sumerian term, which means from heaven to earth came. Okay. Now, granted, though, here while we're talking about this, I personally have a theory. I think that a lot of the cuneiform, and even Sitchin, who came up with a lot of this theory about the Anunnaki along with Eric von Daniken, they admit that it's tough to translate some of this stuff, and that's why a lot of people, they would say, got it wrong. And so I think Anunnaki can just as well, because the Anunnaki came from Nibiru. And so now Sitchin and a lot of people would say that Nibiru is the planet that swoops in. Sitchin called it the 12th planet, actually.
By the way, this guy we mentioned, Zachariah Sitchin, was a researcher who translated the ancient Sumerian cuneiform tablets and said that they basically told the story of a race of extraterrestrials called the Anunnaki who created humans.
Right. Now, whether he's right or wrong, he was right way ahead of his time on a lot of things, and that's weird. Okay.
What was the cloud by day, the fire by night, the Israelites followed out of Egypt. I mean, I'd say UFOs, so-called, are very much a part of the Bible.
Sure. Well, you know, but I want to, here's what I want to posit to you, is that perhaps when they're talking about Nibiru, there's actually a word very similar to Nibiru in Sumerian, which means it doesn't mean heaven or like from the heavens. It actually means from a far off land. And so I've often wondered that instead of the Anunnaki being aliens, if they were just like some kind of advanced humans from a far off land, and that they did, but I mean, they still could have had high tech or something like that. Honestly, at the end
of
the day,
Don, thank you for calling. Yeah. I appreciate your thoughts on this. It's a very interesting topic.
No, it is. I mean, then they call it the ancient astronaut theory. I don't really subscribe to it. Okay. But to me, it holds as much validity as any religion out there, because you're all running off of very scant information, and in some degrees, even faith. Because like the caller said, it's like, do you believe that there's people on other worlds, or, you know, there's aliens out there? I do, but I think it's an incredibly smaller number than what most people do.
Now, one thing we know with the Romans is that they were technologically far superior to, say, the barbarian tribes of Germany.
The
and that
Egyptians
sort of
were incredibly advanced,
right,
especially when it came to chemistry. I mean, they knew how to make formaldehyde to embalm mummies, and they knew how to make batteries, basically, these electrical chambers.
They also created a steam engine. Hero did. Mm-hmm. But these societies would fall, and their technology would go away. There was a time when people were camping out, living their lives inside the Colosseum after, the fall of Rome. Like, this was how far Rome had fallen.
Oh, sure. There's still tricks, like the Greek fire that the Byzantine Empire used, that we still don't know how they pulled that off.
Hour number two of tonight's program is coming up, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is the number here on Free Talk Live. Or should we call it Ancient Aliens? Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.